But the Rebbe says, so what does it mean, the cheshbon tzedek? What does it mean, the reckoning, the accounting that you make at the end of the year in terms of the geula? And the Rebbe speaks in very strong terms about the time that we're living in. That the Rebbe says, yeah, the Rebbe says in terms of the lesson, the cheshbon nefesh of chaydish el, especially as it relates to the subject, which is the timely matter, the true and complete redemption, as it's spoken many times, and especially recently, since I await his coming every day, and according to all signs, Hine Zeh Mashiach Ba, therefore, we're constantly thinking and talking about the Geula, and we look to connect every single thing of the time with the Geula, and the Avodah of a Jew, is to speed up the Geula. So the Rebbe says, so what's the reckoning in the matzav that we are in of Ekev, of Ikvus of the Mashiach, that we said that it's the... So the Rebbe said that that especially now in the time that we're living, that we finished everything, and the Friedrich Rebbe already said we finished everything, and we finished everything even more. So therefore all Jews beg and cry again and again, and now even more than before, Ad Masai. The Rebbe explains that that a Jew has the power to arouse himself and also other Jews, and especially to be aroused, the Eibishter, to make Bayav and Achshav Cheshbon Yishal Oil. Let's make the Cheshbon of the whole world, not just my own personal individual Cheshbon. The Rebbe says, according to the Cheshbon, all Cheshbon is Mashiach should have been here already, a long time, especially in that year of Tavshin and Aleph, which is the year that Mashiach is revealed in. So the Rebbe connects it to coming from the 3 weeks when we learned about the building of the Beis HaMikdash, which the Eibishter says, I treat it as if they actually built it. And after the 15th of Av, which we already start increasing in Torah study, and we're almost completed two Shabbosses from Tu B'Av, which through keeping two Shabbosses, we merit the redemption. And we also Shabbos of Baruch El, which is a time when the king is in the field. So all these things are cheshbonos, so how could it be that Mashiach's not here, and then we have to cry out Ad Masai?